Tucked away in a non-residential section of South Philadelphia, just around the corner from the Philadelphia airport, lies a heap of construction debris. The material was dumped here years ago by a demolition contractor and left to rot. Occasionally sparking up into flame, the densely packed wood, metal, carpet, and other debris has been smoldering below the surface for the past few years. Down the street is a police impoundment lot and the water department's waste treatment site. And directly across from the dump is a series of community gardens. Edward Bernabeal's been tending vegetables here for 2 decades.
We raise everything, but tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, scallions, onions, squash, a lot of squash and tomatoes.
Bernabeal spends 6 days a week in his garden. He jokes that it would be 7 if his wife didn't drag him to church on Sundays. A few years ago, he and his fellow gardeners noticed something unusual at the trash pile across the street. Every now and again, smoke would billow up from the site and combine with the stench from the nearby sewer plant.
The smell was awful when it started to burn, you know. That stink. Everything you go by, I said, it's worse than bad enough we smell the poop down there, you know. Well, then we got to smell that, too.
The gardeners complained to the city, but the trash has been around for well over a decade. Kathleen McGinty is secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. She says the contractor responsible for the mess has long since disappeared. That contractor, Harold Emerson, also skipped out on a $5 million fine for illegal dumping.
About 13 years ago, Mr. Emerson was contracted to take some houses down in Philadelphia. As part of the deal, for a one-year window of time, the agreement was that he could temporarily store some of that construction debris here. What Mr. Emerson conveniently forgot was the temporary part, and he just took off without ever having done that.
Today, the trash pile is sometimes referred to as the Emerson Dump. Environmentalists worried that the burning trash could be a health risk. Construction debris can include hazardous chemicals like arsenic. But city managing director Phil Goldsmith says tests showed that the fumes weren't dangerous. Still, he says cleanup was long overdue.
14 years for something like this to be sitting around is far too long. And it's become a nuisance. It's been a place where our fire department has had to come to put out fires. We should not have allowed this to happen in the first place. And once it happened, we should have not allowed to have it continued here for so long.
The Emerson dump is hardly unique. There are illegal dumps all across the country, but most are hidden in forests or other out-of-the-way areas, and don't have the high profile that comes with a flaming pile of trash in an urban setting. Alan Hershkowitz is with the environmental group the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says illegal dumping is often overlooked for more serious environmental concerns, such as air and water pollution or global warming. But he says it's still a problem authorities must deal with.
In the next 10 years, this country will have to manage about 140 billion tons of waste of different types. More than two-thirds are managed in an ecologically inferior way, landfills, surface impoundments, or incinerators. When you illegally dump waste, you make it that much harder for that material to wind up being recycled or properly disposed of.
Hershkowitz says illegal dumping is directly related to the cost of proper waste disposal. Dumping was most prevalent in the late 70s and early 80s when strict environmental regulations led many landfills to close, driving up the costs of waste hauling. Illegal dumping still occurs, Hershkowitz says, but less frequently. Pennsylvania officials are still hunting for demolition contractor Harold Emerson to force him to pay his $5 million fine. But in the meantime, state and city taxpayers are funding a $3 million cleanup effort. The fire has been extinguished, but the work is expected to continue through the end of the year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brad Linder.